you're hearing this before listening to the weekly show, are you sure you meant to do that? If not, stop now and go do that first.
Please note that the following program includes adult themes and language.
You're listening to Extra Large on Discourse.
Oh yeah, I'm back.
So Kevin on in the chat room said, I haven't done it, which I guess is download games. I haven't done it since they invented Steam and Steam sales. And that's true. And Steam has solved part of the problem. You don't need to worry about the DVD. Often the price is good, but the price is not always necessarily better than buying it locally, even with shipping. And certainly sometimes when you just go to a goddamn shop, like if JB has a sale, you know, sometimes it's cheaper to get a thing with a map and maybe a thumb drive in it than to download a file. Which makes no
sense
to me.
I honestly spend a shit ton of time. Well, not a shit ton of time. I spend a fair amount of time thinking about the ridiculousness of our digital lives.
Mm-hmm.
There's this. There's the fact that we have media that we don't own anymore, that we can't keep, that we could lose very easily by simply losing a connection with an account or something like that. Yeah. And then there's the fact that everything we make now exists as a file. Yep. You know, you don't write anything by hand anymore. It's in an email inbox. You don't, you don't print pictures. You don't, have negatives sitting around. They're all on a hard drive, probably just one hard drive.
Mm.
And that stuff, even if you take good care of it, even if you back it up properly, which probably you don't, you might, but probably generally speaking, you don't. Once you're not around anymore, that shit isn't going to exist.
Yeah.
It's just not going to. There's zero chance of your kids or your grandkids ever opening up a dusty box in the attic and finding, 30 photo albums full of, all your holiday snaps.
Yeah.
It's just not going to happen. No. That stuff is doomed to not exist anymore.
It draws the impermanence of our existence into sharp
Documentary makers 100 years from now are going to just be shitting themselves when they try and make a documentary about anyone, because there won't be, this archive of stuff, despite, the fact that we can database it really well now. It'll just be gone. The stuff just won't be there anymore.
Yeah.
No one's going to bequest their photo libraries to the Turnbull library anymore.
I'm sharing a Dropbox folder with you.
Yeah, that's it. And there's still, I don't know how you deal with it in a digital archive. Like, there should be some sort of service, but it should probably be free if it's ever going to happen. That you can just kind of, that things just go to, and you don't necessarily get them back, or you can pay to get them back or something, but they just go to. And then at some point, if you die or whatever, then your relatives can get access to it and just have a look at your treasure trove of digital stuff, and that it can be maintained in some way.
Yeah.
But how does that happen? I don't know. But there's that, yeah. So it's just everything. There's nothing physical anymore.
You can print out a photo, but yeah. Even if I had children, I wouldn't expect them to value, certainly not in the same way, all of the things that I value, because even I don't really value a lot of the things that I think I value.
Yeah, but often you don't value the things now that you might value, or that your kids might value in 20, 30, 40, 50 years.
Yeah. Look at Mum when she was young. Ha ha.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And you don't value that silly picture of you doing something, but your kids might.
Yeah. Yeah, you never know. You don't have perspective.
Kevin's posted a link in the chat saying, with a link to the largest photo album in the world, or the largest photo library in the world, which is Facebook. He's saying it's called Facebook, which it kind of is, but still, what happens to your Facebook libraries once you die? What happens to your Facebook once you die?
It's a good question. What does happen? Do they close it? Or does just, a date of death
get added? I think if you contact Facebook, you can your page can be kind of frozen in time.
Yeah.
But, how long is that going to last? How long until Facebook does a Twitter and decides that they want to fuck everything up? Well, not that they haven't already, but,
They seem to do it quite regularly.
Yeah, they actually do it quite regularly.
But they don't like deleting files.
No, they keep
stuff. So nothing is ever terribly permanent. I don't particularly like deleting files. I find it very difficult because you never know what you're going to need later. I have a tendency to hoard. My box of cables, I've had to pare that back very many times, and it keeps
somehow growing. Got rid of those parallel Syntronics cables, did you?
Well, exactly. And like SCSI cables and stuff that I've never used. Never. I will never. I have never.
I'm going to an unconference in November. I think I might try and talk about this and see if there's any interesting thoughts or ideas.
Archive, personal archiving.
Well,
something about how can you have a legacy with your data? It seems so. I mean, it must be right now. A terabyte is relatively large.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, obviously there are sites with petabytes and so on. Some sites with big databases. But as we spoke about last week, like the DEA have like a 40 terabyte database. That's all they've got.
Yeah.
But still, 1 terabyte is relatively large. But in 50 years, I mean, 50 years ago, what was large? A megabyte.
Well, who the hell knows? 50 years. I mean, 50 years ago, that's not even a megabyte was large.
Exactly. But a megabyte would have seemed pretty large 50 years ago. 50 years from now, a terabyte will be nothing. A terabyte will be the margin of error. It won't be a hardship for our children's children to keep some ghost of us alive in the form of some of our files.
What continuity does it take between now and then? How do you make it survive between now and then?
Hopefully by being alive myself and continuing to create it. But I don't actually expect to be. None of us should. We should all live today like we're about to have our heads chopped off and be used as bait.
That's a good motto. my first computer.
As David Longy once said. Yeah.
My first, IBM PC computer.
1990. Wow, that's quite early.
Yep. It was a 286.
Right.
16 megahertz. Yep. 1 megabyte of memory. No. Yeah, no. 1 megabyte of memory and a 20 megabyte hard drive.
And on that, I
had Windows 3.1. I had a golf game. I had a game called Crime Wave, which I remember quite well. I had a Corel Draw. I had some other thing. And this was all fitted easily within my 20 megabytes.
In 1990. Well, I'm sorry, you're lying. Windows 3.1 was...
No, sorry, it was Windows 3.0.
Was first sold during March 1992.
Shut up, it was Windows 3.0 I had then.
Yeah. 3.0 would have been terrible. Windows 3.0 released May 22, 1990. So there you go. Now it's more plausible. My first computer, 486 SX25 with a 120 megabyte hard drive, and I loved it dearly. I had Windows 3.11, Windows for Workgroups, and I had a 20 megabyte partition for Slackware Linux.
Goodness, you started hardcore.
I was dual booting on a 120 megabyte hard drive. It's like... I'm sure I can find images that are bigger than that on my hard drive. I mean, obviously, there are much bigger images in the world, but on my hard drive, I'm sure I've got
definitely images that bigger than that. My first big hard drive, which seemed huge at the time, was a 4 gigabyte.
It was a Bigfoot.
Bigfoot, Quantum Bigfoot.
They were such pieces of shit. They seemed great to begin with, didn't they?
I was willing to sacrifice the noise and slowness for the size and the cheapness.
Yep.
I put it on lay-by at Dr. Floppy.
Fucking hell.
I went and paid for it over like three
Dr.
pages.
Floppy on Upper Queen Street?
Dr. Floppy on Upper Queen Street. I probably bought some Red Hat discs while I was there.
Yeah.
I wouldn't have because Red Hat was shit, but maybe Slackware. I was in a strange place at that time. Funny world.
I have a lot of old school projects. This is from Kevin in the chat room. I have a lot of old school projects on 5.25 and 3.5-inch floppies that I probably should have transferred while I still had something to read them.
Yep, they're trapped now.
And on zip drive. Stupid zip drive. I would suggest that you buy, I'm sure you can get a USB floppy drive probably for like $20 on TradeMe or Price Spy. Maybe not a 5.25.
There is a...
You must be able to get a 5.25 on
There's an open source project reading data off disk drives. It's like it could also read data off like CPC disk drives and stuff like that.
That was my first computer. The reason that I waited probably until a 486 SX25, which was a couple of years after your 286 whatever, was that I had my beloved Amstrad, which was ran CPM and used CPC floppy disks. I'll get there in the end. Always get there in the end. Koana in the chat room, I don't even have CD DVD drives in my machines anymore and haven't for years. Me neither. But I tell you what, I thought I was a genius leaving one out when I built my my most recent machine, and then I bought a game from a shop. Then I was like, huh. Well, now what do I do? And so then I ordered a USB DVD drive. So now every now and then I plug that in and then unplug it and put it way back in a fucking drawer.
There is, as far as I can tell, there's no such thing as a USB 5.25-inch floppy drive, at least as a standard product.
Mm.
There's guides on how to build them.
Surely you can just get... Oh, no, it'd have a different interface.
It has a different interface, so you have to... There's a guide I found. You have to basically chop out some control hardware.
That sounds like a giant pain in the ass. This seems like a job for Kickstarter.
Yeah, there you go. That's totally a job for Kickstarter. You sell 7 or 8 of them.
Well, you never know, because maybe you could put a bird on it.
Maybe.
And people would snap them up. You could put RGB LEDs on it, which go all kinds of colors. You could make it waterproof and give it fixed gears somehow. I don't even know.
Oh, yeah, that'd be awesome.
It could be a little Tibetan chant machine. When it runs, when you booted it up somewhere in its self-test and calibration circuitry, it could play a Radiohead song as it booted up. That way you'd sell heaps, because you could have a cool little video. Does all these things. You could make it also double as like a USB sound device, where a song that you send to it, it will automatically figure out what it has to do with its motor to make that sound. People would actually probably lap that up.
They'd love that.
Listen to me, $1 million ideas.
You should get onto that.
No. I'm just an ideas man. We need a person who can actually, pull the trigger.
Yeah, that's, we just need someone who knows how to do it.
Yeah. It seems like it'd probably be quite easy.
Probably.
I would fake the sound bit. I would put a USB hub in the thing and just have a...
little sound device.
Exactly.
Yep, that did. Oh man, you know what? Skillrix would go and have whole concerts. Whoop on Gangnam Style! Gangnam Style! When I walk on by, girls be looking like damn fly. I've been walking down the street and my new the freak, yeah. This is how I roll, animal print pants out of control. It's Red Bull with the big ass bro, and like Bruce Lee, bro, I got the clown.
Fair use is like 2 minutes. Is that fair use? I'm pretty sure that's
no such thing in New Zealand copyright.
No, there's fair dealing.
No, not in terms of that.
Unless 2 minutes.
We now need to criticise that song.
It's all the men have normal sized penises.
I thought that song was excellent. I give it a 4 out of 5.
I give it 2 thumbs up.
Great, done. Oh my God!
Ben's don't know where I'll cut it off.
His family and he's coding.
Well, he's probably going to turn himself into some kind of software magnate by doing that.
Hope so.
So I heard a rumor. Do you want me to turn off the stream before we talk about this other thing? Where you said you were going to you are starting some other thing.
Did I what? Oh, what? Okay, carry on.
Can you talk about it secretly? Can you talk what about it publicly? About? Well, you were talking about starting some new thing.
What thing?
You were going to do some software thing, I thought.
Oh, another piece of software?
Yeah.
Oh, it's basically done. Yeah, it's just little. It's an Avid-specific thing. It doesn't really make much difference.
Oh. So, is it not interesting?
It's not a decent money-making one like the other one.
The other one, which has already made you megillions of bajillions?
No, not yet, but it's getting there.
Is the other thing, is that a license thing or is it just a buy thing?
It'll be a license thing, but the license will be, it's like buying.
Yeah.
You buy a version.
But you don't get the next version and there's going to be new versions?
Depends on the upgrade, how I feel about it when we get there, I guess.
Yeah. So, something very important is about to happen. I'm going to run out of Marmite.
Yeah, we're getting kind of close.
It's tight, man. It's tight. I think I've got to stop buying Kruskets, because when I buy Kruskets, I use too much Marmite.
Yep, that's a risk. I mean, you could switch to Vegemite.
You.
Corrections.
Dylan regrets ever suggesting that, I think.
We have maybe a quarter of one of the small jars left.
Yeah.
But the only person who eats Marmite in this house really is Joshua. I could eat Marmite if I wanted to.
Which one is Joshua, the one that people don't generally like?
Apparently I could eat Marmite if I never wanted to kiss Melanie again.
You know, yes, honestly,
Joshua is the one we don't like.
Yeah. The other two I'm sure are going to be great. The first one, crybaby, but lovely.
And
the most recent one, well, you know, we can't tell you because...
He's cute so far, so that's in his favour. Exactly. But yeah, no, the middle one.
Which one of them has puked in your mouth the most often?
It's probably a pretty much dead tie.
Right.
Harrison pissed on me the most, but that's because he was the first child by the
so
time
you didn't know the
third came around. I had lightning reflexes for that sort of thing.
I remember once sitting in our backyard, that lovely little backyard that we had in that place down in Epsom.
Yes.
And him going all, just suddenly his face went bright beetroot red and he just started puking. And I just laughed and laughed.
I don't remember that.
And you were like, either you or the wife, who I think has thus far remained nameless and can continue with anonymity, I think we're not impressed by my laughter. Well, actually,
really?
It might have been.
Well, I guess it was first child again. Who
it's
the hell
possible
knows?
That
now
it was.
I'd be fine with it.
You might not have cared. Actually, it might have been what's her name.
Yeah, I think that'd be a problem now. Well, how old was he? What, like, was he
baby?
He
was little. He was a baby.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, he was puking milk stuff.
Yeah. No, that doesn't even faze us anymore.
No, well, I think that you've got to get over that pretty quickly, eh?
It's just, honestly, I can't remember not having
puke everywhere
now, so I don't. I don't remember that stuff being alien and freaky.
Yeah.
It's now just like, oh, yeah, fine.
Oh, poo's everywhere again. Okay, well, in the shower with you.
He smeared shit all over his ass. Okay, stick him in the shower.
Yeah.
Or, oh, a poo's escaped onto the carpet. Oh, just sort that out.
The first time I saw that was at James's place, and his nephew was just standing there very innocently. And I think he did a poo while standing.
Yep.
And the whole log just kind of dropped down inside his trousers. He had ankle-length little boy trousers. Probably they were made of, some interesting fabric.
Oh, God.
A corduroy, as I recall. And then he just walked away from it. He just left it there on the carpet.
Awesome.
Just pooed down inside his pants. And I was the first to spot it. Of course, I wasn't going to be involved in the tidy up. I think you've definitely got to be related. And I think ideally you should be a parent or grandparent. Everyone else, I think, can just say, fuck, dude, clean that shit the fuck up.
Yeah.
Literally in this case. The fish and chips already played. So I guess that probably means that this is... Now, let's say the show is over now. And I'm probably going to cut out a little bit of awkwardness in them. Yeah, now.
What about that really important thing I was going to say?
Oh, okay, go on then.
Oh, no, it's fine.
So there was...
I listened to the episode last week to see if you left my little monologue in.
Yeah. What monologue is that? I didn't listen to the show.
Excellent.
I actually listened to both the show and the overflow in full in the car on the way to Coromandel.
Did you subject Selena to it too?
Yep. I did it for her. So it turns out that my mother sometimes listens.
Oh, really?
Yeah. That's good news for everybody.
Pretty certain. No member of my family listens or has, in fact, ever listened.
Yeah.
But then I don't know because my parents follow me on, well, my mother follows me on Twitter.
Does she ever actually log in?
I don't know. I don't know if she just ghosts my tweets or if she actually follows me. I don't know. She told me what her Twitter username was, but I can't remember, and I don't follow her. So,
yeah. So I got invited to brunch.
Some new agey bullshit.
Speaking of people not logging in, I got invited to brunch. Now I don't really know what to do with it.
What?
I don't really understand what I'm meant to do.
What brunch? What?
Brunch.
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 What the fuck is brunch? Oh, is this some new social network that I don't give a shit about?
Yeah.
Although I do want to make sure I have an account on every social network.
Yeah. Yeah, well, you've got to get your name.
Branch.com? Oh, this is the one that I watched the video and I was like, wait, what the fuck is this?
Yeah.
Did you sign up?
Yeah.
Can you invite me?
I don't know, can I?
I don't know. I don't know anything.
I don't know what I'm doing with it.
I'm not going to click on the request invite button.
I don't know how to use it.
What is it?
I think it's like Google Plus Circles.
But isn't it Twitter still?
But in Twitter with longer tweets.
And to yeah.
I think that's pretty much it.
Oh, good. My messages are being... I'm getting returned messages again, which means someone is spamming from my domain name again.
I had that.
Yep.
It's got circles very much like Google Plus Circles. Somehow you can pull things over from Twitter into Branch, and then you can just have longer, more focused conversations without any idiots being involved somehow.
Unless idiots have accounts on Branch.
And at the moment... I mean, I've got an account on Branch, so the chances are 100%. Dickheads, big mouths, idiots.
Oh, okay, so that's kind of interesting, though. It could actually be quite good because you can publish your discussion at the end of it.
Yeah.
Or during it, I guess. So that could be quite good for some, because there's some communications on Twitter, like, I'd like to share this. I'd like to kind of, then you end up blogging it and putting all those little embedded tweets into the blogs and stuff.
All right, this is officially an overflow now.
Why, are we still doing it?
Yeah, I think so.
I thought you stopped the show twice already.
Yeah, but then we kept on talking about stuff, and it actually got maybe more interesting.
Oh, God. So we talked about baby shitting. We've played that song for a long time, so if anyone's listened this far...
Maybe I'll cut most of the song out.
So
I'll cut it down to 12
seconds.
Or
not?
I don't know how to invite you to Branch.
Well, someone invited you. It must be possible.
I was invited by Josh someone. Josh Miller.
Well, if I click on request invite, it wants me to log into Twitter, which I am
not. How do I invite you?
To do.
Settings.
Oh, cock it, I'll log in. I'll suck up my dignity and log in. Redirecting you back to the application. This may take a few minutes.
You know, that API limit, that key limit or whatever, is probably a good reason to sign into these things fairly early as well. Because let's not forget that Twitter apparently now limits
their environment.
What?
Twitter hate the environment in which they exist.
That's right. And so they decided that applications can only have 100,000 keys, or I don't know what the terminology exactly is. But that presumably means that only 100,000 people can have Twitter connected to Branch, assuming Twitter actually is consistent and sticks with what they've claimed they're going to do, and I doubt it. But that means only 100,000 people can do it. So you've got to get in. 100,000 isn't that many now. I mean that's how many people listen to the episode today.
Yeah, that's true.
Oh, just a second. That's how many people listen to the episode today.
Oh, New Zealand On Air is following me on Twitter. Do you think that means I could now get a show funded?
I think that you should. You should get that show funded that we've discussed several shows.
All the time. Right. Oh, I'm over it now.
Fish and chips, fish and chips, fish and chips. This show is cancelled. Beep.
Don't
forget to rewind the tape. I don't actually normally play the ha 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 at the end of the overflow.
I know, I just want, that was me. I didn't want you to play it. I was doing it.
Fish and chips, fish and chips.
This show is cancelled. Beep.
Don't forget to rewind the tape.